Swayam Vrindavanamanoharam Omagataranda Sekananjana Sekha Chakshumai Tamiyata Swayam Sri Guru Vedama Jai Jai Shri Radhe Jai Jai Shri Radhe Jai Jai Shri Radhe. This is Tasting Bhakti Ras and Manjari Bhav Sadhana, continuing to read from the book by Manjari Bihari Babaji, Das Babaji Maharaj, who is the guru of Anath Das Babaji. We're discussing about the five components of Ras, the Stirati, the dominant mode of love towards Krishna, in this case is amorous love, called Madharati. I think it's a little loud. And there's five components of Ras. One is the mode of love. The mode of love is called Stirati, as Madharati. And then there's the lover and beloved. The lover is Krishna and beloved is Radharani, and Madharati. And then that's called Vibhavalamban, Prem Vishay, and Prem Ashray. And then there's an aspect of Vibhav called Udipan, which means stimulants, exciting stimulants, those factors which make the love expand and move. I think that's better. That's good. So we're discussing Udipans, one of different categories. Names of Krishna can be a stimulant to love in Radharani's heart, or names of Radharani, or the qualities of Krishna, or the qualities of Radharani, or the gopis, or something in the environment, like full moon, or spring breezes, and etc. So we're discussing the qualities of Radharani's physical features, seven categories of her physical features. So we discussed her age, her form, her loveliness, and now we're describing the fourth feature of a physical beauty. I mean, physical means transcendental, not physical like material physical, but her rupam, seven qualities of her form. So one is called Saundarya. Like we say, Shamsundar means beautiful dark black complexion Krishna, and Shamsundari or sorry, five, a fan or something. Either some fan, say, there's a hand fan. This here fan of flies, the flies out of my head and on my eyes. The fan, can make the fan go faster also, 5 feet, you know. Yeah, you just kind of sit there, lean on the wall there. Lean, sit there. Nice, sit down like this, you know. Okay. Sit like normal. Yeah. And lean back on the pole. Relax, and maybe you see flies fast, not slow. Well, you have to really get going. You know, you're sure too fast. Anyway. I turned it off. Yeah. Wait, don't touch. Wait till it goes fast. I think that's as fast. Yeah, it's okay. So this is Radharani Saundarya, her beauty. So to find it, Radharani's, her form is perfect and charming. And all the parts of her body, her arms, her legs, her waist, her shoulders, her feet, her hands, everything. Every step Radharani takes, she enchants the world with her amazing beauty. Radharani is the foremost of all the gopis of Vrindavan. And Radharani is decorated with all good qualities, and every one of her limbs is perfectly and beautifully formed. The beauty of even the tip of one of her fingernails causes the best of the beautiful ladies in the universe, like Lakshmi Devi, Parvati, Rati, all to bow their heads in shame. Radharani's grace and her golden lust are unlimited. That's called Sundari. And this fifth quality of Radharani is called her exquisiteness. In Sanskrit, it's called Abhirupata. This is a very amazing quality. As Abhirupata means the beauty of one person is reflected in someone else. The unique quality that causes the beautiful properties of Radha's body to be transmitted to other objects which are situated near it. That's pretty good. If you're not very good looking, you sit next to a beautiful lady and you'll become beautiful. That's a pretty good deal. It's called Abhirupata. So Radharani, she makes everyone else look beautiful. That's how it's with devotees. When devotees become Radharani Bhaktas, they become beautiful, handsome, and beautiful because of reflecting Radharani's beauty. Abhirupata. Abhirupata. This is one of her qualities. It's described usually in the money. Here's the example of this quality. One day on the banks of Radhakund. Radharani was twirling a white lily, which was given to her by Vrindadevi. At that time, Krishna playfully snatched that flower and touched it first to Radharani's breast and then to her hair. And said, "Oh, Radha, how wonderful. This flower takes on..." He touched it first to Radha's breast and then her hair, and he said, "Radharani, this one flower, when it contacts your breast, appears like a golden champak. When I put it by your hand, it becomes pink like a pink lotus. When I put it in your hair, it turns black like a bumblebee. Just see how it looks like a beautiful blue lotus." So the one object, a white lily, it's like a family of lotus, takes on the qualities, reflects the qualities of Radharani's beautiful hair, etc. It's called Abhirupata. It's described by Rupa Goswami and Ujjalinamani. And Prabhupada Saraswati in Vrindavan Mahimamrita, he describes the Radharani's golden body effulgence fills the 10 directions with the same glow. And everything, conscious and unconscious, becomes one with the exquisite beauty of Radharani. Radharani is the embodiment of all charm arising from the ocean of pure love for Krishna. Radharani is a self-manifested picture of ecstatic love. The sixth quality of Radharani is her guna, udipan guna, is her madhurya. And Krishna has lila madhurya, vena madhurya, prema madhurya, rupa madhurya. So Radharani has madhurya also. It means it's, madhurya of Radharani is defined as inexpressible quality of all-pervading charm or sweetness in the body of a beautiful girl. It is as if mountains of sweetness have been collected together in Radharani's body to enchant the universe. So Radharani is a mountain of sweetness. Madhurya Parvati. The second quality of Radharani's, second aspect, feature of Radharani's guna, udipan vibhav, is the seventh one, is mardava. Mardava means softness. Softness, inability to touch any hard object. Vidyavati, the poet, writes, "Radharani's body is softer than a garland of flowers." And now there's 25 qualities. These are seven physical features of Radharani. And these are 25 qualities of Radharani. Generally, people, when they think about Radharani, they say Radharani has 25 qualities. Krishna has 64. But Radharani, with her 25 qualities, she controls Krishna with his 64. So, Radharani. So, just see the power of women. Ramayana has 25 qualities, Krishna has 64, and she defeats him with less than half the qualities. That's why they say women are the stronger. They're called Shakti. Women are called Shakti. Shakti Ma Durga means power. Men are called Shakti Man. Shakti Man means a man without Shakti. Shakti Man. There is a woman's called Shakti, a man's called Shakti Man. So it means man without Shakti. Like, what's Krishna without Radharani? Nothing. Krishna, as Kairat says, Govinda, Krishna is known as Madan Mohan. When? What does this mean? What does the name Madan Mohan mean?
Who enchants a Cupid.
Cupid is Madan. Because Madan comes from the word Sanskrit, Mada. Mada means intoxication, go crazy. So Cupid, men go crazy because of Cupid. Women go crazy because of Cupid. Cupid shoots his arrows and makes you go crazy. So he's called Mada. He intoxicates you. And Moha means one who bewilders the intoxicator. Right? Madan Mohan. When Govinda Lila Mrita, Krishna's Kaviraj says, Krishna only has this name when Radharani is standing next to him. Krishna can only be called Madan Mohan in the presence of Radharani. When Radharani is not there, Krishna is completely defeated by Cupid. Like every man goes crazy in the presence of beautiful woman, Krishna also goes crazy in the presence of Radharani. Madan Mohan, because Radharani, what's Radharani's name?
Madan Mohan Mohini.
Triple M. Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing. There's a commercial company in America, 3M company.
3M.
They make scotch tape and all kinds of things. 3M, Madan Mohan Mohini Radharani Ki.
Jai!
So Radharani has 25 qualities. And all these qualities bring Krishna under control. What are they? There are qualities divided, or 25 qualities are divided into four groups. Physical, mental, verbal, and those relate to other people. How she deals with other people. So these are the six physical features of Radharani, of the 25 qualities. Radharani's sweet, she's a fresh teenage girl. 14 years, 2 months, 15 days. What's Krishna's age? Nityavayas, eternal age of Krishna.
15 years, 7 months, and half
days. How many years?
15 years.
15 years.
7 months, and half days.
15 years, 9 months, 7 and a half days. Don't forget that half. The little kids say, hello, you're on 3 and a half. The half means a lot. 4 and a half. They're being anyway on 24 and a half. The only way you're little, you want to be go ahead a little bit. So she has enchanting sidelong glances. Radha Kripa Kataksha. She has a glowing smile and she's decorated with auspicious signs on her hands and feet. Her bodily fragrance makes Krishna go crazy. He goes crazy in anything. Anything you do about Radha Krishna goes crazy. Her sight or smell or anything. Her memory, her name. What can you say? It's just that was sad. She has 10 mental qualities. Because you add all these up, it becomes 25. She's modest, she's compassionate, she's Laja, she's Karuna, She's expert doctor, she's cleverly doctor, shy, mannerly, calm and patient, grave, knowledgeable in the ways of love, and possessed the highest perfection of love in the form of Mahabhava. She has three qualities related to her speech. She's highly talented in music and singing. She's expert in speaking attractively, and she can cleverly make play on words. Tantalizing speech. Scrumptious taste. I should write reviews for food columns. Other than these 19 qualities, she has six virtues connected with her dealings with others. These are six qualities of Radharani that are visible and as she interacts with other Brijavasis. She's the object of all Brijavasis' love. All of Braj's love. Everyone in Braj loves Radharani. It says when Radharani cries, when Krishna goes to Mathura and cries, everyone in Vrindavan cries. The turtles in the Kachua in the Radhakund and Yamuna cry. The frogs cry. The dogs cry. The tigers cry. The crows cry. Parrots cry, peacocks cry, bogies cry, cowboys. Everybody cries when Krishna leaves Vrindavan because Radharani's crying. That's how much everyone loves Radharani. This is called Radhavan. Vrindavan's called Radhavan. She's called Vrindavaneshwari. And you have Modi Sarkar. You ever heard of Modi Sarkar? What does that mean? The government, the CM, is the government run by Modi and Yogi. Yogi Modi. He's localized, UP. Well, UP has more people, twice as many people than all Europe put together.
25 crores.
You know, England, Spain, France, Germany, everywhere, there's about 100 million people maximum. And there's 350 million people, 400 million people in UP. They all got together and marched over to Europe. They just stabbed everybody. France, Germany, Switzerland, England. 10 million here, 5 million here, 10 million. It's nothing. 400 million people in one province, UP. It's a lot, huh? You're one of them. India's number one populated country in the world. It's going to be number one for a long time.
It has become.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, in China they kill people. They murder everybody. All babies are murdered. They have more than two babies, they get murdered. They only have one baby or two babies. Any more. China, you know, it's no God there. I mean, they don't believe, they don't accept it. Radharani's glories are spread throughout creation. Radharani is treated with the greatest affection by the old people of Braj. She's controlled by devotion of her sakis. She controls Krishna by her love. Upside. Oh, your 50 bags.
Sorry.
You should have a shopping cart. Move around like a shopping cart. Like bums. Radharani is controlled by the love of her sakis. And she's the chief of all the sakis of Krishna. And finally, Krishna obeys every order of Radharani. This is the 25th quality of Radharani. He was only the one. And Prabhupada in the Saraswati gives further description of Radharani, describing her beauty. Radharani's long black hair falls like a net over her head, above which is a veil of exceedingly beautiful cloth. Her braid tumbles down to her thighs and is decorated with small flowers. And at the base of her braid is a collection of flowers and jewels. And that's what it's like when you're a queen and princess of Vrindavan. At the end of her hair braid, she has a bunch of jewels. You know, they drop off, she doesn't care. At the end of her braid, sometimes it's some shastra I read, Krishna got this Shamantaka jewel. In Vrindavan. No, Vrindavan didn't get any jewel. That was in Dwarka. In Vrindavan, he danced on heads of Kaliya. And the Kaliya, the Nagapatnis, the wives of Kaliya's servant, they gave a bunch of jewelry to Krishna. So he gave it to Radharani. And so she had these rubies and diamonds, and she tied one in her braid, and she'd go running off her rasa dance. They fall off. Oh, who cares? So, because she's a queen, she's a princess. So at the end of her hair braid, she, like some people here, in India, ladies have short hair, and they buy fake hair, and they tie it onto their short hair. That's a really funny thing. Radharani has a black dot of kasturi on her chin, which makes her look even more bewitching. Her eyes are extended and they move back and forth like hummingbirds, Kanjana Pukki, and she smiles very sweetly. The playful movements of Radharani's eyebrows defeat the boast of Cupid. At the end of her nose is a beautiful nose frill set in gold, and her ears have earrings on the top and bottom. Her neck is smooth as a conch shell, and she has a golden necklace of jewels around her neck. Radharani's beauty is amazing, and she's an epitome of Lavanya, means the inner glow of loveliness. Radharani's arms are decorated with bangles and armlets inset with precious gems. Each of her fingers is decorated with a jeweled ring. This is from Vrindavan Mahimamrita. In Vrindavanamrita, it says Radharani wears 7 rings. 5 on her left hand, 2 on her right hand. Because she has to play the veena. And it's easier to play without rings. So Vrindavanamrita says she has 7 rings. And Vrindavan Mahimamrita, Prabhupada Saraswati Radharani has 10 rings. Look like some Jyotishi or something. Usually Jyotishi, astrologer, all they have rings on every finger, you know. They want to be covered, you know. All that extra power. Rani's lovely waist is extremely thin. Her hips are broad. And she's the essence of beauty and sweetness. Her thighs are glowing. They're shaped like golden banana trunks. Her knees are charming, and her calves are like the stems of lotus flower. The beauty of Radharani's feet bewilders all living beings, and the charming movements of her feet bewilder even Cupid himself, Krishna, Kamadeshi Krishna. Her feet are decorated with gold ankle belts and a little string of string of bells. She has a neatly pleated silken sari that comes down to her ankles. Each of her toes has a ring decorating it. A ring in every toe. Usually ladies have 2 rings. Married ladies have 2 rings on the second, 2 on the right foot, 2 on the left foot. Right? First little toe, second little toe. Radharani has 10. Radharani charms the entire creation with the glory of each of her limbs. Her form is freshly, fresh maidenly beauty. Her fresh form of fresh maidenly beauty moves with delightful gestures, so erotically enticing that Nalini Krishna, but even her sakis all faint when they see Radharani. You imagine all the Lalita Vishaka, Rupa Bhakti Mandri. Radharani's beauty is so majestic and so extraordinary. They look at Radharani and faint. But that happened, imagine when Putana disguised herself as a Devi. This is in chapter 6 of 10th canto of Bhagavatam. In Gokulila, Putana came to kill Krishna, Rakshasi. And she disguised herself as a Swargavasi, Swarga Devi, heavenly damsel. She was so beautiful that when the Vrishvasis, Nanda Baba, Upananda, they all the men saw her, they fainted. They said, wow. And she's Rakshasi, to look like a Swarga Devi. So imagine how beautiful Radharani is. We can't conceive. The Manjis and Sakis faint when they see Radharani's beauty. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes the Queen Satyabhama envies the good fortune of Radharani, and all the devotees of Vrindavan, all the gopis of Vrindavan come to Radharani to learn the techniques and arts of love. Lakshmi and Parvati and Arundhati are famous for their beauty and being devoted wives, but they don't possess devotion like Radharani's. So these are some of the inspirations for loving Radharani. It's called Udipan Vibhav. Different, the form of the lover, the form of beloved, the name of beloved, many different things are there. So now this is called Nam Udipan Vibhav. How names of Radha Krishna inspire love in their heart. Rupa Goswami writes in his poem, Utkalika Valari. I don't know who's speaking, maybe Rupa Manjari is speaking. Rupa Manjari is speaking to Krishna and to Radharani. So Rupa Manjari says, O Krishna, any time, in any connection whatsoever, if you hear the name of Radharani, you immediately forget your own identity as well as all your clever scheming to captivate young women. So Krishna, he's always chasing all the gopis of Vrindavan. But as soon as he hears the name Radharani, he starts thinking about the other girls and fixes his mind on Radharani. That's why everybody in Vrindavan is always chanting Radharani. Why are they chanting Radharani? To remind Krishna, hey Krishna, come back, where are you going? Where, why are you going to see Lita? Why are you going to see Chandravali, Father and Shaiva? Don't forget Radharani. Oh yeah, Radharani. I remember when I first came to Vrindavan in 1987, I moved here. I was living in Vrindavan, and I was walking on Vrindavan Parikrama. Maybe I was in Maya a little bit, or whatever. I was thinking, it wasn't like absorbed in Krishna. I was just looking around here and there. And some sadhu came by looking at me and said, Radharani. Like, you know, wake up, Jack. Wake up, chant Radharani. Yeah, okay, right, yeah, you're right, yeah. doink, Radharani. So he read my mind. You know, he looked at me like, you're a Maya, Radharani. So that's why when you walk around everywhere, you know, you're spacing out somebody's calling their friend across the street, Radharani. But you're spacing out, you're a Maya. You hear the name Radharani, this is Vrindavan, Radharani. I'm walking with my wife, I'm going to Bhagavad temple, I'm walking with my wife, I'm looking at this other girl from Russia in front of me. Oh, Radharani, oh, excuse me, Radharani. So, when everybody's saying Radharani in Vrindavan, it brings everybody's mind back to Radharani, especially beginning with Krishna. The guy is in the biggest, who's the guy in Vrindavan in the biggest minor? Krishna is the biggest boy in Vrindavan. Because he's always chasing every single girl he sees. The biggest guy that's in Maya in Vrindavan is Krishna, but he's in Yoga Maya. So you might say, I want to be like Krishna. You're a mom. So you're going to hell in your Maya, but Krishna's, he's in the spiritual world, in his Yoga Maya. So Rupa Goswami is glorifying Power Rarani's name. Then he says, then Rupa Manjari says, O Rarani, as soon as you hear the two souls, Kri and Shna, enter your ear, your entire body becomes overwhelmed with ecstatic love. You even become stunned. That's called stoma. Become like a pillar, you become stoma. Just your name, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And Raghunath Goswami writes in Savali about the names of Radha and Krishna. He says, don't you know the name of Radharani is like Amritam, and Krishna's name is like Kheer. And if you add camphor of your attachment and mix your attachment with the nectar of Krishna's name and the Kheer of Radharani's name, then you should drink those two names to your heart's content. So mix your attachment to Radha-nam and mix your attachment to Krishna-nam together and chant and drink eternally to your heart's content. This is the idea of Raghunath Das Goswami. The following names of Krishna are relished by the mantras. In affection for Krishna, the mantras sometimes call Krishna. What do they call him? I picked out a few, there's a whole bunch of them. They call him Gokulananda, Govinda, Pranesh, Vrindavan Chandra, Manohar, Rasik Shekhar. When Radharani hears any of these names, it stimulates her amorous love for Krishna. Shamasundar. And when the mantras are angry, when the gopis are angry, what do they call Krishna? They call him Duralileshwara, Duralileshwara, which means king of badly behaved. You're the king of the bad behaved people. Dura means bad. Lileshwara means one who relishes Lila. So you're the king of the bad playboys. And they call him Ma Durt. D-H-U-R-T-A. Means, Durt means cheater. Means big cheater. You Ma Durt. You big cheater. Or they call him Katora. Katora means hammer. Like, you know, hammer? Hammer and nail. So Katora means hard-hearted. When the mantras or sakis are angry with Krishna, they call nirlajja. What does that mean? Shameless. They call him ati durlalita, extremely ill-mannered. Oh, this is a good one. They call him Padma Shunda. Padma Shunda means you're a eunuch of Padma. Padma Sakhi is, Lalita Sakhi is Radharani's dearest Sakhi, and Chandali's dearest Sakhi is Padma. So the Sakhis of Radharani and Manjaris, they call Krishna a eunuch of Padma. Eunuch means man with no power. It's like too many woman hormones also. It's like mostly looking like a man but acting like a woman and no power. So the Sakhis get angry with Krishna, they call him a eunuch. They call him Vasanachora, means one who steals clothes. And now when they're happy, when they call Radharani, these are the names that gopis call Radharani. Vrindavaneshwari, Praneshwari, Swamini, Devi, Sumukhi, Kalyani, Sunetra, Chanchalakshi, Indivirakshi, Rimati, Manavgiridaya, Madhura, Kushala, Kalavati, Varoru, Sadhya, Manjuvadana. Manjuvadana means sweet face. Manju, charming. Vadan means face, like Murali Vadan. In anger, they might call Radharani Anabhigya, means inexperienced one. Mukta means foolish one. Katini, Katin means hard-hearted. Katin means like a thorn, you know, like hard-hearted. You know. Katini. They call Bajrabuki. Vajrabuki. Means you have a heart, thunderbolt heart. Your heart's like a thunderbolt. Lightning bolt. That's when the second you're angry at Radharani. They call it Chandi. I call some of my disciples Chandi sometimes. Chandi is the name for Durga when she's in a ferocious, destructing mood. Chandi, angry goddess. Call her Kovini. K-O-P. Not K-A-U. Kopi's anger. You know, in Ramayana, there's a special room in the palace. What's it called? Kopavan. Kopavan. His angry room. That's where the queen goes and unties her beanie, lets her hair loose, and throws lampshades around, and throws glasses here and there. She gets angry, yells and screams, rolls around the floor, lets off her steam. It's called Kopavan, a special room set aside for them to do that. So Radharani is called Kovini, angry one, ill-tempered one. You imagine being with Radharani, his second's called a Kovini. Kids are too much. Okay. Okay, we'll read more next week about this one. This is our... Oh, I didn't record that one. TBR. Good old TBR. Yeah, cut that file.